Welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, a place for inspiration, insight, and information on holistic mental health. Join your host, Dr. Alice Lee, and discover critical information on safe, effective psychiatric medication withdrawal. Explore new ideas that enlighten and expand the mind with cutting-edge authors and experts, along with former patients as they share their miraculous healing journeys. It's time to build your well-being from the thought up. It's time for the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast. Here's your host, Dr. Alice Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alice Lee, your holistic psychiatrist here in Lehi, Utah. Today, we have an interesting topic that Jack and I are going to be exploring, and that is the top three mindsets of a holistic psychiatrist. I think it's a really great springboard for us to talk a little bit about the differences between a holistic psychiatrist and more of a traditionally trained psychiatrist. Well, I think this is a really important thing for family members and patients to be aware of going into any kind of holistic treatment. Jack is a delightful individual whom I've been working with for a long time. He's a music producer. He's a digital media artist. He's a writer. He's an editor. He's been my right hand in helping me with my practice, helping me with all of the digital things that I need help with. And so I'm really glad that he's going to be here to help me create this podcast. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm interested to talk about this today because I feel like it's going to be a bit more of an overarching conversation where we might even get a little bit philosophical because we're talking about mindsets here. We're talking about paradigm shifts and the differences in the way that it grows over time. And that's the other reason I guess I feel like it's particularly interesting is the way that this is not something that is really given to you in one moment like it might in medical school where it's over the course of like a certain period of time where you're just learning and it's just given to you and you regurgitate it, but it's more of something that you refine over time and you kind of come into as your own creation and your own understanding. And so I look forward to hearing about these because I feel like it's going to come from your own experiences that in many ways is unique to you as it would be unique to any holistic psychiatrist. So could we begin with you talking about the first big mindset that you feel like is super important with holistic psychiatry?
Yeah, I think the biggest shift when I first got into holistic psychiatry was leveraging the healing abilities of the body. What I mean by that is that I was really surprised when I first started in holistic approaches using nutritional supplements, how quickly the body can actually heal from mental illness. One psychotic patient got better within a week. And I had never seen that before when you start giving people some nutritional support. So I was really pleased with how the body can actually recover from mental illness because I had always been taught that mental illness was such a hard problem to treat and that it's a chronic problem and that it's going to require medications, you know, for the rest of that person's life. There's this kind of sense of hopelessness in terms of treating the mental problem. But when I saw one of my patients very early on, this is back in 2004, I would say, he came in with psychotic symptoms. He refused to take any medication. He wanted some holistic interventions. I gave it to him. And he came back a week later saying he was 80% better. And after the second week, he already found a job and was working in a grocery store and being happy and well adjusted. I just, you know, took me aback that that's even possible. I was thinking, wow, a psychotic disorder will require kind of like how we struggle with psychotic symptoms in traditional psychiatry. So I think that leveraging the healing potential of the body through natural supports was my first lesson in holistic medicine, which is that if you just respect the body, support the body can be the best doctor.
Yeah, we've talked about you have a functional medicine approach, energy medicine approach, certainly conventional approaches and things like that. It feels like there's also, maybe this is part of functional medicine, but an approach that's very kind of simple, which is just like listen to the body and let the body do what it can do, because our bodies are able to regenerate, are able to heal themselves, heal itself.
Right.
So that's very cool to hear. Yeah.
And very hopeful too.
Yes, definitely. Okay. So that's the first one, leveraging the healing abilities of the body as its own healer. What's the second big mindset for holistic psychiatry?
The second one is what I call cause and effect problem solving rather than target shooting problem solving. So what I mean by that is, in holistic psychiatry, we're really trying to understand the underlying causes for those symptoms. We understand that a lot of times, from a functional perspective, we're really looking at what is causing inflammation, what's causing oxidative stress. From a psychological perspective, we're really looking at what are, you know, the traumas and contributing factors that make a person feel unsafe in the world. So these are the underlying causes that, as a holistic psychiatrist, I'm really trying to heal. Whereas in traditional psychiatry, I think I was taught more about what I mean by target shooting is that there's one bullet and there's one target. So in mental health, you know, the bullet is the medication and the target is a set of symptoms. So you're kind of matching the bullet to the target as if the target is one thing. But in holistic medicine, we understand that the target can have multiple causes. And therefore, it's important for us to be open to lots of different tools to support that person to heal what may be very different causes from different sources. So a set of symptoms could be from multiple causes, and multiple causes can create one symptom. So there's a sense of, you know, like a detective work about what is the underlying cause. And that's why, for functional medicine anyway, there's a lot of labs that check all sorts of underlying problems in the body. And in energy medicine, from my practice, I've learned how to use energy testing to look for lots of contributing factors for that person. So everybody comes in, I figure out like at least 20 different contributing factors that we can work on, which maybe initially might seem a little overwhelming to the patient. But to me, it's more like, here are 20 contributing factors that we can work on, which gives us more empowerment to lower stress in the body. So the cause and effect problem solving approach is more like a detective. Like, we go into it not with the assumption that we already know what we're going to do. We go in with the understanding that everybody's unique, and it's important for us to understand not just the neurotransmitters, but what are some of the biochemical underpinnings for their mental health problems.
Yeah, sounds much more nimble, much more open in approach, and certainly more creative.
Yeah, it does require a little bit more work. Yeah, definitely.
So that's the second one, an understanding of a cause and effect problem solving approach rather than something that is more like target shooting or something like that. What's the third big mindset that is super important, our third and final big mindset for holistic psychiatry?
So the third one, I call it uniquely tailored to specific patients' needs rather than generalizing and stereotyping through diagnoses. So it's very similar to what we've been talking about so far. But in traditional psychiatry, we have the diagnosis is really important and central to the treatment, because once you have a diagnosis, there's a medication that's supposed to match that diagnosis. What I mean by uniquely tailored to specific patients' needs is that for holistic psychiatrists, the diagnosis is merely a suggestion. It's like, you know, it's here are some symptoms, but we understand that these symptoms can have lots of different underlying causes. So every patient is unique. And so we want to treat that unique person based upon a unique approach. So it's not like we know before a person comes in that if they're going to have depression, I'm going to give them an antidepressant. That's more of a stereotype, and it often doesn't work. Lots of patients with depression don't respond to antidepressants. And in fact, dosages may range tremendously. And so instead of going through a carousel of antidepressants, like, oh, this antidepressant didn't work, I'll try another antidepressant, I'll try a different class. You know, it's always the name antidepressant that the traditional psychiatrist is looking into if their symptoms are depression. In holistic psychiatry, we know that depression can be caused by completely different causes. And so we're really looking at the history and the diagnosis from a very unique perspective. Like, how much of this depressive symptom is caused by all these different kind of contributing factors? Once we figure that out, we're going to be using all the tools at our disposal to decrease stress in all of those areas. And that's how my patients get better and the way that they're able to come down on their medications naturally and organically as you decrease stress to the body, because the body ultimately is the real doctor here.
Yeah, you mentioned having like a list of contributing factors that to some patients, it can feel a little bit overwhelming at first, but you described it as empowering. And it sounds like it's because it gives you maybe multiple, I mean, the more possible contributing factors, the more entry points there are for you to initiate healing, you might say.
Right. And, you know, the very first question in my energy testing is a table of very common contributing factors. And I can share with the audience what usually shows up there, at least for most people. There's always oxidative stress. There's always inflammation. Generally, there's food sensitivities. Oftentimes, there's candida. Oftentimes, there's genetics. And oftentimes, there's trauma. So all of these different things are common contributing factors. And I know from my practice that energy medicine is really very healing and very quick in helping people heal from traumas and mindsets, such as sometimes guilt can cause people to not feel like they deserve to be well. All of these things contribute to a person's healing. And then in functional medicine, you can support the body's building blocks. So you can decrease inflammation, you can decrease nutritional depletion, you can help with leaky gut and candida. All of those different things can be done based upon all of these different functional and energy-based causes. And from that, that's how people get off their meds.
So that's the third one. That's the third and final one. And just to review for those of us listening. So the first one we're talking about the mindset of leveraging the healing abilities of the body, recognizing the body as its own healer in many cases, or maybe even most cases. And the second one being a cause and effect detective style problem solving approach, rather than sort of a one-to-one, I look for this and then, okay, that means that, sort of a target shooting approach. And then the third, similar to that, but also kind of its own lane of a mindset of just recognizing that each specific patient has their own specific needs and that it's about uniquely tailoring it to that rather than generalizing and stereotyping. Fast as that might be, it's better to slow down and get a full picture of the patient.
Exactly. Nice summary. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that these three different ways of thinking is not something that most traditional doctors are taught. And so, unfortunately, when you see a traditional psychiatrist, they diagnose and then they will pick a medication that fits that diagnosis. Whereas a holistic psychiatrist, the work is much more complex, intricate, uniquely tailored to that patient. So I think ultimately for a patient, they have to think about what is it that I'm after and what kind of outcomes do I want? So the outcomes for most holistic patients is that they learn the whole process. And then in the future, they can take with them a lot of their understanding about the importance of nutrition and these tools in energy medicine that help them deal with stress. So then they can avoid being a patient for the remainder of their lives, which is a really wonderful gift that people get from a holistic practice. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that this has been very helpful for you. Please subscribe to my podcast. I come out at least twice a month just to share with you important points that I've learned over the course of my career as a holistic psychiatrist. Please subscribe to my website, holisticpsychiatrist.com, for wonderful new stories and insights in my practice, and where you'll find links to all my social media platforms. I hope you have a wonderful week and come back for more of our discussions. So thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
The content provided by this podcast is for informational purposes only and has not been approved by the US FDA. This podcast is not intended to provide personal medical advice, which should be obtained from a medical professional.
an Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.